Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay. So Anish is hyped up right now, bro. I gotta get on this coffee kick like y'all.
Bitch, you better.
The After Mess podcast. Morning Mess here. How you doing? It's Joey boy.
Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
What the fuck are you drinking? What is it?
It's a blonde roast.
A blonde roast.
Yes.
Now, is that on tiers of coffee, is that stronger than a cold brew?
Let's find out.
So I will say, while Gina's looking that up right now, I went to Starbucks one day after getting like 2 hours of sleep, and I just went up to the drive-thru and I was like, I'm just going to be real with you, sir. I need whatever is the strongest drink now. And so he was like, oh, you mean coffee? I said, yes. And he responded to me and he said, well, the blonde roast. And before he could even finish his sentence, I was like, give me a large.
Wow.
And ever since.
Oh my God, because you hyped up every time you drink this damn gin.
Every time I take a sip, I promise you, like within a year, they're probably going to find something very illegal in this drink. And I'm okay with that.
Today's podcast, listen, we're going to be talking about, we had this girl named Jody call in to the show.
Oh, Cupcake, yes. Call.
She wanted some revenge on her husband, Shannon, because he ruined their sexy time in the bedroom.
Oh,
they haven't.
We don't have to call it sexy time in the podcast. They hadn't fucked in a while.
Well, I can call it because I don't want to curse all the time. You know what I mean? Then it's just you dilute the words.
Oh.
So they weren't doing it. And she wanted her revenge. So we're going to talk about revenge.
Oh, wow.
Think about revenge in your life, that revenge you want to plot against somebody.
The After Mess.
I'll just start off with mine. I've had a lot of people fucking backstab me in radio. A fucking lot. People listen to the podcast, you're very familiar with some of these people. And some are before this radio station. I've been doing radio for over 20 years, so it's been through different stations. But there's one particular person.
Oops.
That did me wrong, that I probably got a 3 or 4 calls after it didn't work out on trying to co-sign for them for other gigs.
Ooh.
Do I know this person? No. If it doesn't immediately come to you,
yeah,
then no.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if it's revengeful. I definitely did not paint a great picture of them.
Ooh.
But it's not really revenge. I just spoke from my heart. Like, listen, you're asking the wrong person about co-signing on this fucking person. So I don't know if that's much revenge. I didn't try to fuck their career up. I was just honest with it.
Yeah. It's real, and I can appreciate that because, I could see a lot of people and maybe even myself, like, lying in that moment.
Right.
Like,
that's what that person said. Oh, you should have took the high road and just be like, you know, you don't want to. And I was like, it's not like I stained their name and talked shit and made up lies. I just told them, like, if I were in your situation, I don't think this is the person for you.
Right. You were honest,
yes.
And that doesn't mean you didn't take the high road at all. Like you said, if you went out of your way, like maybe you heard that this person was applying and no one even hit you up. You went out of your way to go talk some shit. That's being a little shitty.
That's,
you know,
revenge.
What I mean? They asked
you. Got
you. I don't think so.
Because I told someone that and they're like, you should have just took the high road. That's
no
bad
way.
Karma. And I'm like,
mm-mm.
Well, this person reached out to me. I don't want to give them somebody that didn't
that
work
sucks.
Out of my life. That sucks, you know? They're like, they're not trustworthy and stuff like that.
Because then that's going to get back to you. And yeah. Now that person fucked you twice.
Yes. Absolutely. For the most part, I try to get revenge by being successful. Being bigger than these people that have turned their back,
yes,
on me. I just, like, I'm going to kill them, not with kindness, but with success.
Absolutely.
That's where I go with revenge.
Yeah,
not like the plot, like Gina was saying. I don't do like a whole plot. Like,
yeah,
nah,
it's just too much
it.
Energy. I'm on the same exact wavelength as you because we were talking, like, what is your revenge? And I was thinking, I was like, my revenge is this job. My revenge to all those people that were
totally.
Assholes to me is having this job now, because now it's all these people, like, "Oh, Gina, I love listening to you on the radio." I'm like, "Really, bitch? Because you tried to steal my boyfriend in high school." And I fucking
remember
that.
Yeah,
I remember that shit.
Yes, like, she does.
Get out of here with your bullshit about how you love my show. Like, nuh-uh. Like, no. So this job's my revenge.
Isn't
just
it the best, though?
Best life.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the sweetest revenge.
It really is. Can we all agree on that, right?
Yes.
Like, we can all agree that this in particular, maybe not even like radio in general, because I love being in this industry, but like this show in particular is the revenge, because it's just like, bitch, we're popping.
Yeah.
What?
And we can stand each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sit
each other.
Because there's successful shows that we know of that can't stand each other.
Let me sip on my coffee because I don't have tea.
That is the worst in the industry, because here's the thing in radio. When everybody in radio is winning, then we're winning. We don't want so many radio shows and stations to suck. Then it dilutes radio, and then it becomes uncool.
Because then people are like, "Oh, radio sucks."
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and I'm a personal believer that, like, I don't want to compete with shit, because then it's just like, well, then what does that make of me? Like, I can be shitty too, right? Like, I really want to be competing with the best of the best.
Right.
I don't want to be out here just like... Okay, well.
In the movie Bring It On, they said it best. When the Clovers couldn't afford to go to Nationals, and they were like, "What do you mean that's not good news? That's great news. We're going to win." She goes, "No, that's not great news, because being the best means competing against the best."
Yeah.
Which means we have to beat the best in order to be the best.
There you go. Bring it on, bitch.
Yes.
And then they got second place.
But you know what, though? It's worth it. I would rather be second place knowing that I not only tried so hard, but that the person who is in first, like, genuinely deserves it. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, I can take myself out of it and be like, "Okay, bitch." And not only that, but then it'll be motivation that much more so that the following year, during our cheer competition or whatever the fuck it is, I will be that much more flexible. I will be able to do my pirouettes. Do they do that in cheer?
They do it in palms, so yes.
Oh, in palms? Wait, what? In palms and yes. Spirit.
You know what the craziest thing, why I'm really into, I mean, I've always wanted to do radio since I was 14, 15, but what pushed me is one of my good friends in radio was trying to get at my lady that we just broke apart. Not Amber, my former lady
previous
that we eventually
lady.
Got married.
Okay.
We were going out, we worked at the station together. We had broke up, we were on a break. He tried to get with her, and he had did the night show. I wanted his gig.
Ooh.
And that was my revenge. It's like, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to do this weekend. I'm going to do these overnights. And I'm going to take that fucking that night show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what fucking happened.
I love that. Because there's one, like, I have my own revenge story too. But there's one thing, just to get back to the radio. When I was a younger gay boy, I know this might be a shock. This is a little outside of the stereotype. But when I was younger, I told everybody I wanted to be an actor.
Wow.
I know, right?
Shocker.
A young gay boy wanting to act. Who would have thunk it? But there was this one parent. I don't even know if I should say it. Peter's dad.
Ha!
I remember saying this. I was in high school, and this was the one thing in particular that it just stuck with me, because everybody was talking. This was towards the end of high school. Like, everyone's talking about, what's your career path going to be? What are you going to study? And I was still on, I want to be an actor. Like, I want to get out there and I want to act for a living. And Peter's dad said to me, he was just like, "You?" I was like, "Yeah, me." He was like, "With a voice like that?"
Excuse me.
I'm fucking what?
No, like, literally, he came for my voice.
What's wrong,
like,
with your voice?
Of all the things. I don't know, bitch, because now my voice is the reason that I have a job and that I make a living and I'm out here thriving.
Is it because you sound hella gay, or?
I don't know. I genuinely have no idea, but it was the greatest thing. Just, I always thought about that. Even before getting this job, I remember feeling that.
It's your motivation.
Yeah. And I was just like, ew. And I got used to my voice. And now I'm here, so bitch, absolutely. What's up, Peter's dad? How you doing? Hope everything's going well. But my personal revenge story is a little bit different, because when I first started this job, I came into this job with a boyfriend. I had one in particular. And this boyfriend of mine, I think we had started the relationship before I got the job. I think our relationship got rocky once I got into it, because he didn't believe me. He didn't believe what this was going to entail, how much investing I had to do in terms of time, effort, and what have you. So things were getting rocky. Now, my ex-boyfriend also had a best friend who happens to be gay as well. And I found out later on in our very short-lived relationship that my ex felt like this best friend had a big crush on him. And so I was like, so Are you going to address that issue? Because that's kind of a big fucking deal for your best fucking friend to have a big old crush on you. Because
you're already best friends. The next step is that one.
It's fucking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here for whatever reason. I'm doing some work-related stuff, and I get a call from my ex, and he tells me about how he was hanging out with his best friend. They were at his place. They were watching a movie, which, first of all, why are you in a dim-lit room with the one person that you have a crush on if you don't want anything to happen? Bullshit. So they're watching some movie together, and apparently this best friend of his jumps on top of my ex's lap and is starting to make a very blatant pass at my ex-boyfriend. So I hear all this bullshit. I've met the best friend. Obviously, I know my ex-boyfriend. So I'm fully aware of what kind of car that this best friend of his drives. It's an old-ass fucking Toyota Camry. It's like an old, like, 1996 emerald green piece of shit.
Oh, my God. She's 23.
So, like, I keep that shit in mind. And then that following, like, maybe, like, a couple of days later, I was staying with my boyfriend a lot, too, in the beginning, like, just to have some company going to sleep, because this is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's a lot. I needed to be with somebody, like, in bed. It was like, oh, this is crazy. So,
or you'd cry, huh?
Oh, 100%.
Dude, I hella feel that. Keep going, bro.
So, like, I stayed over at his place, and then over the weekend, his best friend shows up, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, the last time you talked to me about this guy, you said that he's straddling you. Why is he here? And my ex is trying to make some dumbass excuse about why he's here, so cool, whatever. I pretend like I have to leave. Long story short, I had, like, I think this was, like, a Swiss Army knife thing that my dad got. My dad gets me a lot of, like, and I slashed his tires.
Yeah. All four?
No, two.
Two tires.
I gotta ask you a question, though, because, like, I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. It seems like it would be incredibly fucking hard.
It's very hard.
Is it? Because, like, that's hard. A tire. That's some thick-ass
rubber.
So,
can I make a confession? Yes. By slash tires, I mean I punctured it.
Okay. No, I mean, like, that's what I would envision.
I see a lot of people slice their own fingers off.
Oh, yeah.
If you do it wrong and that
slips. It can be very bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know if we should get into, like, the mechanics of how, but, like, how? Like, did you just, like, go at the side?
I stabbed the side. Until something happened.
They call you Stabby
McGee. That's revenge.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yep.
And if anybody in Scottsdale on 78th Street right off of Indian School saw me, girl, too bad. I don't fucking care. That shit made me so angry, but whatever.
Carla.
Hi.
You must have a revenge crazy story.
Well, actually, I've never been much of, like, a vengeful person, surprisingly. Like, I'm really, really trying to dig my brain. See, last time I did something, like, petty or... But I was always the victim. But no, shut up!
Who these lies?
Lies,
lies, Manelli lies.
Wait, so maybe reverse it. Did anyone get revenge on you? Because you've been on the show, on the podcast, talking about your cheating ways, and you've hurt people. And did they ever get revenge and seek revenge on you? Because
oh my God, yes. Are you fucking kidding me? I've had men do the worst fucking things, and one of them, which was my last one. I'm not going to, like, say all of it because we've heard this story before. But he did, like, take half the money in my bank account, steal my debit card, all that shit. The other day, I recharged my iPad because I only ever would use it in state of emergencies. I don't even remember this.
Yes,
I sure do. So, define state of emergency because it's not like a tornado.
Right, no. Whenever my ex-boyfriend would find it in his heart and in his arm to throw my cellular device as far into a pool as he could.
Okay.
Multiple occasions in which this occurred.
What the fuck?
So I plugged in my iPad because I was like, oh, you know, I need to plug it in. It's been dead for a while. Sad memories. And so I turned it on and I saw the text messages between me and husband.
I remember that bitch.
And he would treat her so bad, and you would leave. Like, you changed that name, and you never would.
Husband.
No response.
And I went on it. I went on the thread of messages, and I went on our pictures to see, like, just our life together.
Right.
And y'all. No, fuck that. Ooh, fuck that.
I don't know.
He is Satan. No, I found
some people worship
one time when he sent me his credit card front and back.
Oh, no.
He sent me his credit card front and back, and I was like,
Okay, I support.
I have the pictures in my phone because I like took pictures of it. I like want to use it.
Let's have lunch.
I want to. Yes,
all in favor for lunch, say aye.
Aye.
I am not a part of it.
Here's the thing, okay? Like,
lunch on Satan.
I want to do some fucking shit. I want to put it on Reddit. I want to order shit on Amazon. I want to do some fuck shit, but I can't bring myself to do it. But like, I want to. I literally sat in my bed and I was like, how can I order stuff without it being tracked back to me? Like perhaps a P.O. box? Perhaps, like, I don't know. Perhaps I buy Visa gift cards.
Can I just say, like, the want... completely natural. I would want to do the same thing. Yes. You're not acting on it, which is the smart thing to do, but thinking about all of that shit, so fucking normal. Don't do it. Don't. But it's so normal to have that urge.
Gina,
I completely understand.
Don't go
to the library where nobody can track you and use one of their computers there to do
until
something.
Until they find the timestamp of the purchase and they check the security cameras.
And the address that it's being sent to.
Yeah,
we don't. I don't know.
To that library of Highland and off the 51. Don't do that.
She's going to send it all to like one of our houses.
Damn it. Sends it to the radio station 840 North Central Ave. I so get it.
In all seriousness, you can't do it, and I appreciate that you haven't done it.
Damn!
I hella fucking want to.
Oh, damn!
Fuck him, dude. He fucked me so goddamn hard.
I know.
That guy, like, oh my God.
He cost me thousands on thousands on thousands of dollars.
That's just the dollar amount, but like the mental and the other shit, like no. Mm-mm.
The emotional fucking hardship. Right? Like me cheating on him, it really ain't shit compared to like everything that he fucking did
to me.
Well,
he almost seriously cost you this job.
Yeah.
The shit that you were doing because of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing the first time, but when we tell you, hey, this guy's toxic, this guy's no good for you, just we really care for you and he's going to cost you this job. And then you got back with it, and that's where like, oh, this girl's not having it. Oh, yeah, this guy is not. I can see why you want to, girl.
I absolutely see
why. He fucking sucks. And I just really, like,
he's a bad person.
He's a bad person. Yeah. Like when I tell you guys he's a fucking psycho, like, I can admit that, like, I wasn't my best self with him either.
Right.
But no way in hell was I fucking even half as crazy as him. And the thing is, I've got to understand that I'm the bad person in his story. Like, when he tells people shit, he doesn't mention, like, everything that he fucking did to me. No.
All he has to tell them is like, she cheated on me.
Fucking bitch. Yeah. Like that's
she drove me crazy.
Okay. So one time he punched my mirror and he was bleeding, gushing blood all the way down his like arm, all over my carpet, everywhere. And he like punched another hole in my wall and he looks me dead in the eyes and he's like, "Do you see what you just made me do to myself?"
Oh,
and I'm
sir.
Looking at this fucking
psychopath.
I remember
you telling us
like,
that. At least me, I remember that story. And I was like, that right there, that's some fuck shit behavior. Get away from that.
So crazy. Anyway, I really want to do that shit, but I can't right now. And I think that's like last time that I remember having like a really vengeful thought.
But you didn't.
But I haven't done it. I literally just found it like 2 days ago.
You know what?
Wow.
Vengeful thoughts. I will say, I have vengeful thoughts. I haven't done them. But the other day I threatened to put a bunch of Parmesan cheese in Bryce's shoe. Real ass story.
That's a Gina ass revenge.
I know. That's me.
Because this motherfucker left Parmesan cheese all over the counter for a day, and I said, if it's still here when I wake up, I'm putting it in your shoe.
I'm over here like, I want to commit fraud.
I know.
I'm going to put cheese in your fucking shoe.
But then I didn't because I knew that his ass would attract the cheese all over the house. I would have cleaned it anyway.
Oh my God. A man. Okay.
God, I was so mad. I'm gonna put the goddamn cheese in your shoe. I should have done it. I regret not doing it.
There it is. You know what I am gonna do though? So he left this big container of like premium protein powder, and my new man's
put it in his shoe.
Yes.
Oh wait,
no, my new man's.
That's your man.
The new milkman. Well, we're not like official. My new milkman is what we call him because he works at a milk place. He's like, damn, I'm running out of protein powder. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have a brand new large container of protein powder at my house. He's like, great, can I have it? And I'm like, sure. And now I'm like, my new man is getting big and strong on your motherfucking protein powder, bitch.
I like that. I like that. See that? I like
subliminal revenge.
Yeah.
So I love this idea for you. What I will say that if I was your milkman... I would fucking hate to hear that that was your ex's
really?
Protein powder. Personally, yeah.
I'd like it more.
I don't want anything to do with the past, previous relations or whatever. I don't want to use the same condoms you motherfuckers were using.
Ooh,
I don't want to
drink
favorite
brand or his favorite brand.
I don't even care. We'll get used to it at some point, but fuck that shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Like, I don't want that shit around me. Yeah.
I think the older you get, you don't give a fuck about all that shit.
I'm young.
Yeah.
I haven't told him that like it's my ex's, but he was like, "Oh, that's some good shit. You're not using it. Let me have it." I was like, "All right, cool."
Yeah. You need to make the shakes for him. Make it even better. See?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Not only is it your
my
ex's
new man's
powder,
gonna kick your ass when he sees you.
Exactly.
Well, wait. On the flip side of revenge, kind of like going off of what you're saying, have you ever like experienced revenge being done to you?
I'm sure, but I don't have any way to prove it. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
You think, like, especially I'm not, ooh, this is tricky to talk about.
Oh.
Because it is work-related.
Cheese in the shoe. Oh.
No, it's work-related, so it's like I really
can't. Put cheese in your shoes?
Yeah, someone, I guess we can metaphorically say someone put cheese in my shoe, and I couldn't prove it, but I knew what was going on, and it did happen in this building, and I think I'm going to leave it at that, because people in this building listen to this podcast, and I don't want anyone connecting dots. Y'all are smart motherfuckers out there.
Whoa.
I've told you guys before.
I think you have. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. We can go over it again.
Okay.
Later.
That's always the fucking worst, though. When it's
when
like,
it happens at work.
I know you're shading me. Mm-hmm. I know what you're doing it. I can't fucking prove it. It's your word against mine. Or honestly, it's nobody's word against. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's just some petty shit, too. It's like, it's, and then someone will have an excuse as to why it's happening, but you fucking know why it's happening.
Oh,
and
hell
it's not
yeah.
because of why they're saying it's happening.
I think it's for myself, I think it's people just talking shit, but nothing that affects me. It's like you're trying to, and to me, I welcome it. I'm like, yo, please try to spoil my success, because then it's just like it's not gonna work.
Oh,
wait, Joey,
God.
Have you ever had somebody spread a lie about you that's so fucking outlandish? People have to think it's true, because what fucking psychopath would come up with that shit?
Yeah, and when I was in high school, that happened.
Me too, and mm-hmm. I'm just like, people are going to think this is true because it's actually so fucked up in the head to say that there's no way that somebody would just make this up, but they did.
There's stuff that people have made up that could be believable that didn't happen. That it, you know, like one of the like former co-hosts, people thought we were sleeping together, which people could think. Remember that, Anish?
Yeah.
But it wasn't true. And I know the truth, and that person knows the truth, but it could be believable, but it's just, I'm sure people try to figure out what was going on, and just if you don't know, you make some shit
up. That's something that could happen, though.
Yeah.
See, for me, I had this group of girls that didn't like me, and they made up that I went to a meeting, blacked out, and touched myself in front of everybody.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you told me about
that's
this.
Such a fucking outlandish ass thing to say. Obviously, it didn't fucking happen.
Why is it
but that's
always
such
sexual?
An outlandish
girls always go
thing.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
That it almost sounds true, because who comes up with that?
Yeah, why would you make it up that big?
What does that do?
I understand what you're saying, though. It's so outlandish that it has to be true.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
That shit's
annoying. I thought you were about to say, somebody made up a rumor that I got abducted by aliens or something. Wow, that's crazy.
No.
I know for me, like, it is always something sexual with, like, girls. I have a female cousin who, like, while she was in high school, and I don't know the how bad it got. I just know that it got really bad for her. That everyone started to like spread a rumor that she was like a big time slut, and that she got aborted a baby and some other things.
Fuck.
And so like it got really extensive, and I think it was just because she was pretty. I mean, I don't know if either of you can relate.
Yes, if you're pretty, you will get bullied.
Yeah, and
unless
so,
you become the bully, which is also fucked up.
Now you still get bullied.
Yeah.
You get bullied all the time.
And so for her, like in terms of revenge, because she was like, she knew who it was. She knew what started it. It was like something to do with a boy liking her over the girl that ended up spreading the rumors. And she just kind of was just like, I'm going to delete all my social media, because people were spamming her social media and stuff too. And so she just had to kind of like take a step back. Or at least that's what she chose to do. She took a step back and was just like, I'm deleting all this shit. She's hella private on her social media. She's super low key in the way that she like presents herself on there. But I was just like, damn.
But that's sad, too.
It's sad, but I guess, like, because we're talking about revenge, like, outside of, like, being really stupid, I've never really thought too hard about seeking revenge on something. Like, it really does take a lot of effort.
I've thought about it. I've thought about revenge, and I think people what they hear of me and hear how I am. They feel like, oh yeah, Joey has some stories. I never get sucked into that energy. It takes too much fucking energy to get revenge. And it's so easy. Some of the stuff I'm thinking about right now, the revenge I could have people, I got too much other fucking shit going on. I don't have time for that. But I have heard about people trying. I just laugh like, oh, yeah, please try, bro.
Okay.
Trying so hard.
With that, you know, like we're thinking, like, there's so many people that we could get revenge on. Have you guys ever had anyone approach you, like, trying to take the high road, like someone that you've wronged? Because, so not too long ago, I got a message on Facebook. First of all, I don't even use Facebook. Got a message on Facebook. And the message said, hello, Carla. I am blank, blank. I'm not going to say her name. Even though we normally do. blank, blank. If you don't remember who I am, look at any of your elementary school pictures. I was in a lot of your classes. If you still don't remember who I am, I'm who everybody said had, let's call her Becky, had Becky germs. And if you touched me, you had Becky germs and like all the shit. And I'm reading and I'm like, yeah, I know who the fuck you are. Like, she had a very distinct name. Like, I know she is.
Okay.
She literally got bullied by everyone in our school. It was so bad.
Including you?
Hold on. It was so bad that... No, hold on. It was so bad that literally they had to have an assembly, a school-wide assembly, to stop bullying her as a school.
Jeez.
So it wasn't like just me, and it wasn't like I went out of my way to be like, ew, Becky germs. It's just that like if she came near me and somebody was like, oh my God, she touched you, you have Becky germs, I'd be like, oh shit, and I'd give the Becky germs to someone else because I didn't know any better. I was like, I don't want the Becky germs. So
that got really fucked.
We were in third grade, relax.
Asshole.
And so she like messaged me on Facebook. She was like, I just want to say thank you for teaching me how not to treat people and like all this shit. And I'm just thinking like, girl, you got bullied by over 578 kids at our elementary school. And you're going to DM me? Like, I deadass really was not the culprit of the worst of it.
Okay.
So I was, like, super confused by it. But she's like, thank you for teaching me how not to treat people and, like, all these things. She's like, this is me taking the high road. My therapist recommended this. And I'm just like, yo, that happened when we were, like, six. And then I started feeling really bad. But then I was like, you know what? I got bullied like crazy in elementary school, too. Like, I don't know. But point is, she could have gotten revenge. She could have really gotten hers.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't. She decided to take the high road and like, but is messaging me and telling me all that shit really the high road?
I think that's part of her therapy.
Yeah, I think so. I think
everyone
it's a closure
has their own
thing.
Story. Yeah, if she's going to a therapist and for some reason you stick out.
But why me?
Maybe weren't, like you said, you weren't the worst bully. That like you kind of went along with it, but you weren't extra mean and maybe...
No.
Maybe that's what she remembers, and everyone else were fucking shitheads. And I don't know. It's part of her therapy.
Yeah.
It makes her feel better.
Maybe she really liked you and admired you, so it hurt worse or something. Like, there's so many different ways that people's actions affect someone else. So whatever happened, it really affected her, right? She's seeing a therapist over it. She's trying to still get over it to this day. She's a grown woman. Happened years ago, but... Yeah, I think it is the high road. I think the low road would have been like this big public thing, especially because of your job.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Did you fucking imagine?
Oh, yeah, she could have been, you better take that as a
thanks,
blessing.
Girl.
She was like,
totally
yeah, you know that fucking bitch Carla on the radio? She thinks she bullied me along with, it's a lot better than that.
I didn't bully you that hard, girl. No, I'm kidding. But with that though, that does make me think, because I know that the other podcast we talked about, how you've been wronged by someone in your family before, and this is like the person that was wronged reaches out to the wronger. And maybe this is something that like you could think about, like you reach out to who's wronged you.
Right.
Like, have you ever reached out to anyone that's fucked you over, or do you just kind of let that shit go?
It's never been that close, so I've been able to just kind of distance myself because it's never somebody like I'm related to, like closely, like family. But like, I think I've talked about this on the podcast before. Like, I'm really quick to cut somebody off. I'm really quick to just be like, okay, and we're good. And if I have like a resurgence of feelings or whatever, I will let it out in that moment and then just move right along. But I don't know. Sometimes for me, I feel like I don't even want to give that person the satisfaction of closure because fuck you, bitch. Like, sometimes
you don't
I feel
get
that
closure.
Way. Yeah, well, you know, I'm young and dumb, so shit, I'm not perfect. But that's genuinely how I've been. Like, there was like one time where like I had like the one real friend breakup that I've ever had. It was
tragic.
Yeah, whatever. But I just said it. I was very expressive. This bitch couldn't even meet me in person. She was out here messaging me on Facebook, and I just let her know right there. I was like, girl, this is fucking over. Like, I don't... Fuck you. And she's the one that's recently added me back on Facebook trying to act like, oh my God, we were best friends in college. You helped me move to Boston.
Oh, like, yeah, girl, look how you treated me.
No, I mean, it was all this petty stuff. And it's just, it's really stupid. Like, that stuff to me is dumb. You know, like, genuinely, all my theatrics and all that stuff aside, it's just like, oh my God, there's so many bigger things that are happening in this world. I don't care. Like, if you want to make up, if you want to have, like, reopen this thing, cute for you. I don't have time for it.
I just recently, this past probably year, have learned to let go quicker, kind of cut you off. Up to that point, it would really affect me. Like, what was our fallout? How do we, like, what happened? And it would affect my life and my mood. And
I could see you dwelling on shit like that, yeah.
But now, it's not even anger. I just, like,
That's the thing, because a lot of times, like, I think we talked about it, where it's like, if you say, I don't care, a lot of times people say that, it's just like, well, I think you do, because you said something. There's a huge difference between, like, feeling something and genuinely not feeling it anymore, and that's kind of where I like to be in that place. Like, I'm such an impatient person. I want to get as quick as I possibly can to get to the point where I just don't fucking care what you're doing anymore, and... Yeah, like that one girl in particular. I was like, girl, piss off. Like, what the fuck?
Well, to me, it's just like, I got too much shit going on. It's easy. It's so easy to just move on. Like, yo, like you said, so much other shit going on. Like, my kids, like, am I really going to fucking sweat this person doesn't talk to me or this? Like, yo, I'm over it. Next, like, I'm going to go hang out with my kids and my blessed life and my wife and all these ventures I'm in. Like, I don't got time. Yeah, but it wasn't until probably this past year and a half where I really don't give a fuck anymore. I'm just like, like, all right, peace, man. I don't got time for that.
Cute for you.
I'm glad you're like that. I feel like people always talk about you used to be so much more like a fuse, you know?
Yes, I was. I mean, Anish saw
scary?
It.
I cry a lot.
No, Anish, me and Anish talk, like, when we had our, it's been a great year for me. Because I have people close to me say, like, damn, Joe, you could, like, our bosses, they all know my wife, my family's like, yo, Joey's just, like, way more patient than he was because I'm working on me. I think that's, like, we always talk about self-care. I'm working on me. Not for you, but for me. Because I would have been quick, like, shit, old Joey, shit, 7-8 months ago, like, I would have been like, I want Carla off the show. You know what I mean? And Anish knows that.
Yeah.
You would have been
here
off.
Here it is.
And it would have been like me going into boss like, no. Like, I won't work. You know? And now to me, it's just like, I think it's a sense of like, I got so much cool things going on that I don't have time for all the bullshit. So I just kind of just like relax and almost too much now. Now I get pulled from people like, you got to give a little bit. You got to give a fuck a little bit. Like, you have to...
Well, which do you want, motherfucker?
I know, right?
Oh, you want me to give a fuck?
Oh, now you want me to give a fuck.
Here, just go grab my bag of fucks.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah, it's a habit. I'm learning. It'll probably take me a long time. But I'm liking who I'm becoming, and so is my family. That's more important to me than anything.
Absolutely.
You know what I just thought of? Two fucks for you, Glenn Coco. You go, yes! Glenn Coco.
Yes. What's the movie?
Mean Girls.
God, I gotta watch this fucking movie.
What do we win?
I gotta watch the movie.
What do we win?
You guys always say these things from Mean Girls. Like, I have no idea what you guys are talking
about. It's just so iconic. You gotta watch it.
Wait, what is better, Mean Girls or Clueless?
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls way better.
Yeah. I mean, Clueless has its moment, and I really, really like it. But Mean Girls is just.
I've seen Clueless with Amber, and it is. I was like, that's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
Clueless is a great movie. Yeah. Don't take that any other way. Like, Clueless is a great movie, but cultural impact.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Is there anything bigger than Mean Girls? Like, culturally,
like in that genre.
In that genre, yeah.
Damn, I think people have tried. But I don't think it's ever...
Because I have debates with, like these guys and, like, what's a better movie, Goonies or The Sandlot? And you're like, well, I like The Sandlot.
I feel like if you were to compare it in, like, grand largeness, it would be, like, an equivalent of, like... No, it's, like, bigger. I was going to say The Hangover, but I think it's bigger than that. You know, it's kind of like, what's that one movie? Not Badass.
Superbad?
Superbad. Ooh. I think I would say it's that big.
See, Superbad's
my
shit.
Yeah, that's a good comparison to make, because Superbad...
Wait, what's better? Super Bad or Mean Girls?
I think they're Mean different. Girls is better, but they're different. Yeah,
right, right. It's a different audience for sure. It really is. And real quick, I know we have to jump into a meeting, but before we wrap it up, we never got back to this. Blonde Roast does not have more caffeine than Cold Brew. you know your ass would have got DMs. You guys never answered it.
Oh, honey. Why the fuck do I pop off?
You know what? It's hotter. A blonde roast is typically hot, so it probably hits you quicker. You know what I mean? Because, like, that's why they say to drink hot fluids in the mornings. It gets everything going.
Ooh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, it starts
you up. So this is not more cracked up than the other one?
It's not. Okay. But then why do I respond that way?
They're very close.
Okay, but there's cold brew me, and there's blonde me. Oh, my God.
Blonde you.
A bitch about
to get a wig. It's because I put pre-workout pills in it last time. Could you imagine? I'm like
drunk. Revenge, bitch. Speaking of, hi, morning mess. We out. We'll see you on the radio 5:30 to 10. Let's do this again.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.